I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. A new documentary called The Tillman Story is actually three stories in one. The first was put out by the government immediately after Pat Tillman's death 6 years ago. According to that one, an American hero was cut down by Taliban gunfire during an ambush in the wilds of Afghanistan. In the second story, which emerged much later, the football star who'd volunteered to become an Army Ranger had been killed by a bizarre spasm of friendly fire. Amir Barlev's angry and powerful documentary recounts still another story, how Tillman's family eventually pried details of his death from the government's grip. The account of their quest is harrowing, and the obstacles they encountered are appalling. To this day, the Army has acknowledged only that friendly fire probably killed their son. At times, the documentary tries to make questionable political points. During a sequence concerned with who knew what, and the specifics of that are still unknown, the camera slowly cruises to the top of a chain of command chart. It's a suggestion of unseemly slyness that a cover-up extended to the topmost level of government. Where the film shines, though, is in its portrait of Tillman himself. Instead of the square-jawed hero memorialized by the Army and lionized by the news media, we get to know a superb athlete, a free spirit who was funny and profane, an exceptional student who read voraciously, an incurable romantic who married his high school sweetheart, and a patriot who liked to keep his love of country to himself. The Tillman story plays the sparkling colors of Pat Tillman's personality against the black and white of his state-sponsored myth. I won't be doing any reviews for KCRW next week because I'll be at the Telluride Film Festival, but I want to tell you about a terrific film that's opening in Los Angeles on September 3rd. It's called Soul Kitchen, and it was made by the German-born Turkish filmmaker Fatih Akin. It's a delirious farce in subtitled German and Greek, and it doesn't flag for a single one of its 99 minutes. The charming Nebbish at the center of the plot is a young German-Greek named Zenos. He owns a restaurant, a glorified diner, really, that's housed in a scruffy warehouse in a worn-out neighborhood of Hamburg. The clientele loves the down-home cooking and the funky music, and the notion of home is central here, a place where members of an ad hoc family can come together. So is the notion of food, and the soundtrack is filled with sensational music. Soul Kitchen is one of a kind, although pinning down the kind can be tricky. It's not just a farce, but a showcase for gleeful slapstick with bit players who include a nymphomaniacal tax collector, an old Greek sailor named Aristotle, and a Turkish chiropractor called Kemal the Bone Cruncher. Whatever you want to call it, the thing is bursting with life. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW with more reviews in a couple of weeks.